Fearlessly Courageous, written and read by Dennis Piller. Do you even know my voice? I've gotten more than a few comments about yesterday's lesson and prophecy on listening to God and praying for His church and those people around you, the sick, the broken, those financially strained or emotionally upside down, and everywhere I have gone this last 24 hours. It has been that. It was like, how many of these, Dennis, stirred your heart, touched your spirit? You felt this urgency to pray for them. Everywhere I have turned, I am finding needs that are not about me, not about my worries, concerns. My objectives, along with my wants and fears of not having. Do you ever wonder what the Holy Spirit sounds like, how He speaks to you, how He tries to guide you through the maze of life? Well, here it is. But we are often so busy that we don't have time for these subtle hints, nudges, inner urgings, thoughts of sympathy or empathy or even a piercing ache in your heart and soul. So what about you? What has God been showing you? When you deliberate a bit on yesterday's prophecy, maybe you need to read it again. Let me make it easy. Listen. Listen. Listen to not miss my leading. Wake up and take a stand. There are spiritual forces out to derail you. Press in. Reach out and stand as my emissary and my intercessor for my people as you make up the hedge for them. I will fill you with the power to stand and prevail for them and for you. Listen to my voice. Seek quiet time so you can hear. Turn off the world, the busyness, the media, and kneel. Fall on your face and receive the power to prevail and come together so when you stumble, there is a brother to lift you. Listen, listen, for the days ahead are treacherous. I love you. I am your covering. Be strong to stand for my righteousness. Love one another as I love you. Listen and obey. I see all these needs, and His word says to press in, reach out, and stand. Not as yourself, not you, but as my emissary, my intercessor. Wow, what a calling. If you heard that word, you were meant to hear it. God was in it. Okay, so you serendipitously opened one devotion. No, it wasn't some strange chance. It was the Holy Spirit pricking your spirit to move for Him, to move into action for His people. He said, I will give you the power to kneel, to pray, to intercede for your brothers and sisters. I will give you the power. Listen, seek me privately. Why? So that you can hear. His is the power to prevail because it isn't in me. And what? As you do for me, then I will handle your woes. I am will take care of you. How often do you hear that? We're getting a second chance today to step off the revolving wheel. You know, the gerbil wheel that never stops keeping you running. Running where? Nowhere. But God says, do this for me, for your brothers and sisters, and I am will pick up your cry, pick up your battles. So who do you want to lead your team? Who do you want fighting for you? You know, out front, the front line of danger and what ifs. The God of hosts, the bright morning star, the lily of the valley. What champion do you have on your team right now who is proclaiming to you, I've got this. No worries, mate. I've got you covered. I've got your six. And I'm not waiting for an answer. But He's waiting for a response from you. Will you listen and obey? And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Ephesians 3:17. He calls for obedience, my friends, not sacrifice. Stop and pray today for his sheep. Look up, look around, and he will open your eyes to see with spirit eyes and hear with spirit ears the very heart of God himself. And his promise is, I will take care of you. I pray that you have a Jesus-filled day.